USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the second day in a row, Russian missiles have hit the power supply in Lviv in western Ukraine. The city's mayor writing on social media that 30% of Lviv is temporarily without electricity, and the water supply for two districts in the city has been interrupted as well. This as NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says that the organization's nuclear planning group will discuss the possibility of Russia using nuclear weapons on Thursday.
The fundamental purpose of NATO's nuclear deterrent has always been to preserve peace, prevent coercion, and deter aggression.
As Americans continue to feel their budget squeezed by 40-year high inflation, recession concerns are lingering. This as Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, is warning that the country may slip into a recession within the next 6 to 9 months. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says that while more needs to be done to help the economy, she believes all the spending done under the Biden administration is justified.
We've got to do something, but I'm going to tell you that we have to invest in what we're doing. And by the way, I'm not going to apologize for trying to fix our roads.
Toyota says nearly 300,000 T-Connect service customers could be affected by a possible data leak. In an email to Fox TV stations, a spokesperson for the car manufacturer saying hundreds of thousands of emails and customer management numbers may have been compromised. T-Connect customers potentially impacted by the data leak include anyone who has signed up for the service with their email address since July 2017. President Biden set to deliver remarks virtually at the summit on fire prevention and control. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato.
Papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Thousands of illegal immigrants entered the United States illegally, and communities along the U.S.-Mexico border are becoming increasingly overwhelmed. Appearing on Fox Business, Texas Republican Congressman Myra Flores shares her thoughts on Vice President Kamala Harris's absence from the border, despite being appointed to oversee the illegal immigrant crisis.
How many more immigrants have to die for her to come to South Texas and care for us, to care for immigrants?
The fallout continues after a recording was leaked in Los Angeles. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Los Angeles City Council President Nuri Martinez resigned from her position Monday after she and two other council members were recorded making racist remarks. Monday night, Los Angeles County Federation of Labor President Ron Herrera submitted his resignation over his involvement in the racist conversation that was secretly recorded.
Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Devontae Adams could be suspended after shoving a man to the ground following Monday Night Football. That's according to the NFL Network. It happened after the Raiders lost to the Kansas City Chiefs and the video went viral. Adams later apologized for what happened, saying he was very frustrated at the way the game ended. The Raiders were up 17-0 at one point before eventually losing 30-29. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.